This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from her home in Bella Vista is Becca Martin Brown, the features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. You had such, Becca, first of all, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Thank you.
You had such a full itinerary for us last weekend. What do you got this weekend?
I have another full itinerary. Okay. I think we have our new default format. We're not quite up to the Chinese menu where we have so many choices. We have to have column A, column B, column C.
Right.
But we're up to a new format that is some live events if you're up for those.
Mm-hmm.
Some online events if you're still more comfortable at home.
Mm-hmm.
And my mood on that changes every 30 seconds.
Right.
And again this week, some old school virtual reality.
Ah, all right.
Between the books.
Yeah. What do you want to start with first?
Well, I want to start with the fact that the Rogers Historical Museum reopened to the public on the 24th, yesterday. And they have all kinds of wonderful new things that they want to show you that they've done working on the galleries while they were closed. But they're also reopening the exhibit that's in the Trammell Gallery up front, an art collection curated by Kenya Christian called Reflections of the Black Experience. And it's based on the 1619 project that the New York Times and Nicole Hannah Jones did. And they want not to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the beginning of American slavery, but to frame the discussion in about what's happened in those 400 years. And Kenya Christian is a Black woman and wanted to curate an exhibit that would feature Arkansas artists that would share the Black experience now. And it's going to be there until the end of February. They're only open 10 to 11 and 1 to 2 on Thursday and Friday. And then they're open 11 to 2 on Saturday. Theater Squared and the Latinx Theater Project have something up this weekend called Heroes and Monsters that sounds so interesting and fun and cool. It's devised theater. It's all, I mean, everything that the Latinx Theater Project does is devised theater, which means basically it's a committee writing and creating theater. And they decided that when they couldn't do it live, they were going to do it through Zoom and figured out how to make it work. The premise of the play is about how people interact with each other in virtual spaces, in this case, a video game. It's available as part of the Arkansas New Play Project, or New Play Festival, rather, all weekend at theater2.org. Admission is by donation. And on Monday evening, there will be a creative conversation with the artists and creative team at 7 o'clock prior to when you can see the show. And then University Theater has announced a fall season, but it's all going to be Zoom. But they're doing some amazing things. They're doing the Laramie Project, which is, again, super timely.
Matthew Shepard,
and
right?
And it will be Matthew Shepard, yeah, about the murder of a University of Wyoming student because he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do it Act 1 on October 1st, Act 2 on October 2nd, and Act 3 on October 3rd. And then the second weekend, they'll do the whole show straight through.
Oh, wow.
And this is a great opportunity because they're going to have some chats with the actors. This is a great opportunity to get in on this.
And this will
and
be
the next fall.
This will be live, right? You can watch the live production,
live.
Right.
So it's going to be a great year, and you can find out more at the UA Theater website. Again, all shows are free, but, you know, it'd be lovely if you could give them some money because they don't have any ticket revenue.
It doesn't cost any less to produce it.
No. It actually saves you money because you can get carry out and you don't have to go get in the car. And
right.
So you should give them that money you saved. UARC.universitytickets.com. And then here's the virtual reality. Another not fun thing. This is not fun like Seymour that we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
This is an update of a book called Blood in Their Eyes, The Elaine Massacre of 1919.
Griff Stockley?
It is, except that the update involves also Guy Lancaster, who's the editor of the Encyclopedia of Arkansas.
Right, right.
And Brian Mitchell, who's an assistant professor of history at UALR. And they found new source material for an update for this book. And according to Guy, it may have been the deadliest single incident of racial violence in American history. Guy Lancaster and Brian Mitchell are going to speak virtually on Wednesday at the Fayetteville Public Library for a UA Press author spotlight. And so you can go and hear them speak at 6 o'clock via Zoom. You have to register at faylib.org. It's free. And then the book is available at University Press, and it's currently on sale for $20. And then Saturday evening, the Walmart Arkansas Music Pavilion is continuing their Saturday cinema with Guardians of the Galaxy at 8 o'clock.
Yes, indeed. And there's a happy hour before it, right?
Yes, and apparently the happy hours are great. So we're back to a full plate.
All right, and like you said, it's up to you how much you want to do in front of a screen, how much you want to do out in the open, but be safe and be smart.
Wear your mask, wash your hands, be nice.
Stay away from me, 6 feet. Nothing personal.
I am going to see you again and hug you, so yes. You might as well just get used to it.
I'm used to it.
I can outrun you.
It is post-vaccine.
I don't think I can outrun you, but I can do this.
Post-vaccine, that's all I'm asking. Okay. And post your vaccine and post my vaccine. Okay. Becca Martin Brown is the features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Thank you so much, Becca.